The International Atomic Energy Agency began its regular quarterly meeting today in Vienna. At the top of the agenda, the growing body of evidence that Iran has been secretly pursuing nuclear weapons. In the last few months, the IAEA has discovered several new aspects of Iran's nuclear program. Today, the head of the agency, Mohammad El-Baradei, told board members that Iran must accept stricter inspections if it hopes to prove it does not have a nuclear weapons program. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now. Mike, what are the IAEA's concerns about Iran?
Well, Michelle, there are lots of them. There's a lot of evidence that Iran's nuclear program's further along and much more comprehensive than many experts and officials thought only a few months ago. There's evidence that Iran is pursuing what the physicists call a complete nuclear fuel cycle. The Iranians are building a large gas centrifuge plant, which can be used to enrich uranium. They're building a heavy water plant and a nuclear reactor that uses this heavy water, and this can be used to produce plutonium, and both plutonium and highly enriched uranium can be used to manufacture nuclear weapons. And we've also learned recently that Iran imported almost 2 tons of natural uranium in 1991 and didn't report it to the IAEA, and that it has converted some natural uranium into uranium metal, which is also an ingredient in nuclear weapons. Lots of concerns here.
Well, what can the IAEA do about those concerns?
Well, there are a number of things. First, it wants more answers. It wants better explanations than the Iranian government has provided up until now about what's going on. The Iranian government has said that this is all for an eventual and very large nuclear power program. But there's lots of skepticism about that claim everywhere. And the IAEA is entitled to find out more because Iran's part of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and thereby must tell the IAEA of all of its nuclear activities. In addition to that, the agency also wants more inspections. Since February, its inspectors have been to Iran 6 times to take a look at a variety of new facilities. The Iranians have permitted them access to most of the facilities, but at one in Tehran, inspectors were not permitted recently to use a technology called environmental sampling, which could reveal traces of enriched uranium there. The suspicion is that the Iranians did try to enrich uranium in small amounts at this facility in secret, and that would be a violation of their obligations under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And the IAEA wants Iran to sign what's called the Additional Protocol. This is an arrangement that would allow more intrusive inspections, some surprise inspections, and the use of advanced technology to give the IAEA greater power to make sure a nation like Iran is telling the truth and not cheating.
The Bush administration in recent weeks has turned its attention toward Iran. What's the U.S. position in all of this?
Well, there's lots of disagreement in the administration over a policy on Iran. What should be done, either vis-a-vis the nuclear weapons program or the ongoing demonstrations that are taking place in Iran, and what to do about the even some advocating in the administration the idea of regime change. But the Bush administration, for the moment, is convinced that the nuclear weapons program is serious, but that the IAEA can continue its inspections and might advance Bush administration interests in Iran. It wants Iran to adopt the Additional Protocol. It also wants other nations to put pressure on Iran to come clean about all these activities. Eventually, the administration may want the IAEA to refer the issue to the UN Security Council, where then they could talk about the possibility of economic sanctions. But the administration's not pushing for that right now. It wants the IAEA to pursue this as far as it can go, and it's emphasizing, contrary to what many people might think, international multilateral diplomacy.
Will this diplomacy work, or is it working now?
Well, it seems to be working to some degree. For years, the U.S. has been pressuring Russia to stop cooperating with Iran on nuclear power projects. The Russians are building a nuclear power plant on the Persian Gulf. And the Russians have been skeptical of the American claims that Iran is pursuing the bomb. But just this past week, the Russian government seems to have faced up to that evidence, and now it's calling on Iran to sign this additional protocol. And just today, the foreign ministers of the European Union also demanded that Iran adopt stricter safeguards if it wants better trade terms with Europe.
NPR's Mike Schuster. Mike, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Michelle.